Hello and welcome to the Ordinary Church Podcast. This is a podcast about the church and for the church. I'm Connor, joined by Mike as usual, and we are excited to dive into it today. This is a podcast about affections. This is a podcast about the things that our heart loves, things that are, you could say, the things that we feel inside, and specifically the love that a regenerate believer has for Jesus Christ. So that's what this is about. Mike's actually going to be doing some preaching coming up over the next few weeks about regeneration and the affections that it produces in the heart and in the soul. So excited for that. Mike, you've been thinking about this, and let's just dive right into it. Maybe, I don't know if this is a good place to start, but you know, for some of us, the word affections, you know, it's like that's not a word that is common in terms of everyday speech. So when we talk about the affections of the heart, you know, that sounds kind of like, oh, is that something the Puritans talk about? Can you just maybe kind of get us into this with a little bit of a explanation of what we're talking about when we talk about the heart's affections?
And I think it probably is something that the Puritans talk about a lot. And I think my heart, my mind immediately goes to the Psalms. It's interesting that I'll be preaching 3 or 4 times coming up on this kind of idea, and only once will I be in the Psalms. Because what I want to show is that the love for Christ, the affections of the heart that are aimed towards Christ because he first loved us, are worked out and evidenced in daily Christian living, daily living in light of who Christ is. And so, you know, obviously when you think about when Jesus said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, and he's talking about your affections, what is it about you that is, what draws you, you know, your heart is drawn to something. I think that might be one word I would use. Like, what is your heart drawn to?
Yeah.
I think, and then kind of out, I think of outflows. I just think of the outflow of life. Like when you're, what do you say? How do you talk? What does anyone ever hear the name Jesus from you, you know, in everyday conversation with believers and unbelievers alike? I'm like, if someone loves Jesus, or they talk about Jesus, they think about, you're thinking about Jesus, you're meditating on him, you're having fellowship with him, you're talking to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gonna spill out.
Yeah.
So the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart.
Right.
How Jesus,
right,
put,
right.
You know.
Yeah. Jesus also says, you know, the good person out of the good treasure of his heart brings out good fruit. I can't remember the exact phrasing, but you know, so that whatever your heart treasures, that's what is, you know, leading to production in your life. So we're talking about the things that, I like the language of what the heart is drawn to, what's your heart drawn to. And one of the things I know you're going to just really kind of press into on the preaching, or in the preaching, I should say, is it's only someone who's been regenerated by the Spirit who is a true believer, who has affections for Christ.
Right.
So is that something that you can kind of maybe expand a little bit on here?
Well, the true believer, like, you know, you think in 1 John, even in 1 John, where it talks about where he's saying basically, you know, here's an example, or here are examples of someone who loves the Lord. Like, if we love him, you know, even Jesus saying, if you love me, you'll keep my commands.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea of how many times it speaks of love in the New Testament, and love for God in particular, it's much more than you think. I mean, the psalmist is saying, I love the Lord. But, you know, when we read in 1 John, we love him because he first loved us. Things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. So it comes from that. It comes from the love of God, but then it's reflected back toward the Lord in love.
By the way, can I tell you something?
Please, bring it on.
Funny?
Yeah.
I have a Zoom call that's going to start in, I think, 20 minutes. And I think, and because I have it all set up, and now we're doing this podcast, I'm pretty sure that I'm talking into the Zoom and it's on, and someone's probably hearing me right now, and I don't know how to stop this, but I'm gonna.
Can you mute yourself? Someone might be benefiting from this. It's really exciting.
It's just me.
So Tim Hodge is joining our podcast right now, Ordinary Church Podcast. Tim Hodge from the Charis Fellowship, the executive director of the Charis Fellowship, didn't know that he would be on a podcast today. And we're talking about, what's our topic for today?
The affections of the heart.
The affections of the heart.
Believer's affection for Christ, yeah.
The believer's affection for Christ. So Tim, before I shut you off, what's one thing you would say about a believer's affections for Christ?
Believer's affection for Christ, it should be primary. It should motivate what we do for him every day.
Praise God. Praise God. I know you're getting ready for a big meeting, a 3-hour meeting that we're going to be on. So I'm going to shut you off. I'll be back. Sorry about that. Bye. Sorry about that, guys.
That was exciting.
That was exciting. I had no idea. I literally, listeners, you're like, this guy's crazy. Well, we all knew that beforehand. But I will just tell you, I had set this whole thing up because at 9:30, I've got to be on this conference call with it's basically our fellowship of churches, and I'm on this fellowship council, and it's this 3-hour meeting for the fall. Anyway, I get it all. It's all set up, and all of a sudden, it's like, boom, I'm live. And I'm like, I'm seeing myself speaking into a microphone on video. I'm like, someone's watching me right now.
Tim Hodge was just
and
blessed.
All of a sudden, Tim Hodge's
Tim was blessed.
Tim Hodge's face comes on my screen. He goes, "Hey, it's me." Anyway, so
man,
there you go. So where were we?
First John.
So let me just read a couple things there, and I think that that's going to be helpful. Okay. So look at this. This is 1 John 3:16. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers, right? Those kind of things. The kind of things that says in chapter 4, verse 13, by this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his spirit. It says in verse 10, this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. And then, you know, it always turns into, okay, so if you love God, you've been born of him and know him, right? Let us love one another. Love is from God. Whoever loves has been born of God. That's regenerated, okay? And knows God. If you don't love, you don't know God. God is love. And just this idea of God's love being perfected. God, if God abides in us and his love is perfected in us. So the affections of your heart, what's drawing your heart, what's coming out of your heart, what does your heart go towards? Okay, not just what you're drawn to, but what draws you. Mm. Okay, or what is your heart literally pursuing? Mm. And it should be Jesus.
Yeah,
yeah.
How would you? Again, there's just so many directions that we could go. But how would you? You know, even like right now in real time, you know, someone's listening to this and maybe they're saying, I am a believer, or I profess faith in Christ, but a lot of times I feel like I don't experience the love for Christ that I wish I did. And a lot of times I feel like my heart is really dull or cold. How does that experience of, I mean, that every Christian could at some level share, how does that, you know, square with what the Bible says about the affections that God produces in our heart for Christ?
Well, it lays me low when I go through that kind of time. And I think I go through that time every week at some point in time, maybe every day.
Yeah.
So let me take you to 1 John 4:19. We love because he first loved us. We know that. It says in verse 20, if anyone says, I love God, so you're professing affections for Christ, and hates his brother, he's a liar. Hmm. Now, it could be that in my, maybe I'm being bitter. Maybe I'm not loving my brother. There's other things that can, you know, get you to a place where you're like, I feel like my heart is cold or my heart is hard. But often it has to do with a lack of the word and prayer, and not just the word, but meditating on it, thinking about it, dwelling on it, you know, dwelling, you know, there's that Dwell app, right? Everyone likes that. A lot of people like to use that Dwell app, but it's like dwelling on the word. Let the word of Christ richly dwell in you. Colossians 3:16. And, you know, the peace of Christ will rest on you. So I just think that there's this, the word, the prayer, but it's fellowship with God. That's what 1 John starts with. We have fellowship with God.
Right.
Yeah.
Our fellowship's with the Father. That's right. And his son, Jesus Christ. I feel like it's, in some ways, it's almost an act of faith to say, hey, I don't feel emotions now that I wish I could feel, you know, that I, or that I wish I was feeling about this affection for Christ, or I don't even feel like my heart is drawn to him. But I believe that God is going to use my time meditating on his word, or use my time, you know, seeking him in prayer, to actually change my heart. to mm-hmm. actually intervene, you know. And I think probably believers who have pursued God in that way have experienced that. Your heart is cold, but you start to seek God and you're praying that he would change and thaw your heart. And graciously, he does a lot of times. Mm-hmm. I love in Psalm 19, you know, the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul.
Yeah,
I just love that verse because I just think sometimes, man, my heart needs to be, or my soul even needs to be revived. And I can trust God's promise that his word has the power to do that, to revive my soul, to breathe new life into my heart. Mm-hmm. I was also just on the obedience theme. I was thinking of John 14:21. If I could just read that. Jesus is talking to his disciples and he says, whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. So I feel like the beginning of affections for Jesus is when he is manifesting himself to us, right?
Yeah.
In terms of a way that by faith we can comprehend and experience. And that's connected with obedience in that passage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whoever loves me and keeps my, or whoever keeps my commandments, he it is who loves me, and my Father will love him, and I'll love him and manifest myself to him. So if there's something in my life that's a big wrinkle, you know, or a small wrinkle even, where I'm not in step with God's word, with his commandments, then I'm cutting myself off from experiencing more fully his, you know, him manifesting himself to me. So where else does your mind go with this theme, Mike?
Well, it goes to the idea of this, where a lot of people will say, I really want to get closer to Jesus. Okay, let's say you're having that desire. A lot of times they will go to means that God did not provide.
Hmm.
And what I mean by that is, and God does not provide, they will say, let me just sit in silence with nothing but myself, and I know I'm in the presence of God, and he's going to start talking to me.
Yeah.
Okay? And the idea that, well, no, the Lord has given us everything pertaining to life and godliness, and he's given that, he's given everything pertaining to life and godliness, and it's embedded in his word.
Hmm.
The idea that the Spirit of God uses the word of God in the lives of the people of God.
Yeah.
I think that the fellowship, the fullest, and this is what I want every Christian to really latch onto, the fullest fellowship with Jesus comes by the Spirit applied word.
Hmm.
And that there's a transformation of your heart that happens. You get changed from the inside out. You don't hear people's testimonies of faith in Christ and transformation that don't include the word, because God has given us the word that the faith once for all delivered is the very word of God.
Hmm.
And so we walk by faith, not by sight. And I think that what happens is, you know how people, you know, we talk and we say, like that figure of speech where we say, you missed the forest for the trees.
Yeah.
You couldn't see the forest for the trees, meaning you're looking at trees and you don't realize you're looking at a forest.
Uh-huh.
Well, many people miss the forest for the trees in the Christian life because they see the word and they think, I want something more.
Hmm.
You want something more than God has provided. The problem is God has provided the word for us to have the deepest, most sincere, most intimate, if I dare say, fellowship with him by his Spirit through the word of God.
Right.
And people miss out on that because they can't see the forest for the trees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever, I mean, maybe, you know, there's rare cases where this would be true, but have you encountered believers who are just saying, I just feel so far away from God. It's all darkness to me, who are at the very same time just soaking up his word and loving his word.
Never.
I never. I kind of agree. Like, I can't think of a situation where someone's like, I just am like pouring over the Bible. I'm absorbing it. I'm reading it. And at the very same time, it's like, it's all cold. And I know there's times that God leads believers, even, you know, believers who walk with him in kind of these like valleys, right? Where there's kind of almost like, it feels like you're far away from the Lord, even as you're seeking him, and he can have his purposes in that too. But generally, it seems like the people who are saying, oh, I'm going to seek that outside of the normal means, it's like they're not even giving attention to those normal means, you know, the word and meditating on it and prayer. And
I got to give a caveat, though.
Yeah.
I've got to give a caveat, though, because it's the word and prayer together. The thing is, like, for example, have I ever heard someone say, I feel dry and this and that, and I'm reading my Bible and all that? Well, maybe if they're not thinking about it.
Sure.
So I think your mind, it has to be engaged.
That's a great
point.
Be
thinking.
Right.
The caveat is we're talking about like a living relationship. And it's one thing if what if someone says, I'm having a hard time in my marriage and I don't understand. You're like, well, tell me how you interacting. Well, I'm reading my wife's letters that she wrote me 20 years ago or whatever. I'm like, you're like, what?
Yeah. You're
not talking to her face to face?
Yeah.
Well, we just read old letters.
Huh.
Well, okay, wait a minute. No, but see, the Bible isn't an old letter. It's living, it's active, it's sharper than any double-edged sword. How does God communicate with us? When you open up your Bible, God is speaking to you.
Mm.
And so you've got to think about it and then go, okay, now I'm going to meditate on the word. I'm going to think it through. I'm going to roll it through my mind. I'm going to absorb it, but I'm going to be praying. There's a prayer back and forth. When I'm preaching up front, I'm praying as I preach. Lord, give me strength. Give strength to this dumb donkey, you know, like literally, like give me strength. Give me, now use your word right now. Well, because I know it's powerful.
Yeah.
I'm not just giving them dead letters.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No, that's a great point. And it's a living, because you're right. There are situations where maybe it's been true of us it's been true of somebody where there's a consistency in the reading. But you still, there's a dryness because it's not that living, vital, I'm coming to God, you know, and I'm drawing near to God, especially in prayer. Like the word without prayer, you're right. It's like it's at that point, you're treating it like it's a dead letter about a dead God or something. So, no, it's helpful, Mike. And let me see, I might offer one more thought and then I'll turn it back to you for any thoughts before we kind of bring this one in. But I was just gonna say the last thought is, you know, I think this is just a danger to be aware of. You can be very involved in the kind of network and the machinery of a local church, doing a lot of stuff, serving ministries, you know, at your home group, all whatever it is, and still actually be experiencing neglect in terms of communion with God or a distance from Him, even while the shell seems to be preserved. You know, and Jesus obviously has lots to say about that to the religious leaders, right? That they're like whitewashed tombs and all of that. They're like cups where only the outside is clean.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited for the preaching that's coming up, Mike, because I just, you know, I think that even while we kind of go through our life and we might think, oh, it's all okay, I'm involved in all these things, I'm busy in the church. At the very same time, we could be coming, you know, we could be in danger of having our souls kind of dry out if we're not pursuing the Lord, you know, to really walk with Him. So that's my kind of closing thought today. Anything from you before we wrap it up?
Yeah, I just say you could be doing lots of that churchy stuff, okay, and no growth in depth because you could be distant because it isn't about the outward, but the inward affections, and that comes out, but it is the outflow of the life of Christ in us,
mm-hmm.
Christ in you, the hope of glory. So just doing a bunch of activities, a bunch of churchy looking activities, and, you know, doing a lot of things. I had some friends when I was first a believer in the early 80s that they did a lot of outward activities and they weren't spending the time in the Word at home.
Hmm.
And they weren't growing as Christians, but they were getting up front in the college group and they were being, you know, applauded for their gifts and what have you. And then some fell by the wayside because they weren't going deep with the Lord. And I'm just telling you, like, you know, this is what's always going on in the life of someone who truly grows in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Praise God. That's a great place to end. Well, listeners, thanks for joining us today. If you're at Grace, we are excited for some of the preaching coming up from different passages about affections in the believer's heart for Christ. So hope this has been an encouragement to you today to continue to pursue that. And God meets us. He's gracious to manifest Himself to us. So we love you and are praying for you, and we will talk to you next time on the podcast. Have a great day.